welcome back to Mystic and the Machine. Yeah, today Jake isn't the only one with a cool pair of glasses on. You're the one that's always getting all the compliments, so I thought
about
I
my
would
glasses. So you
turn up the riz.
You try and out peacock me with
I
your
try and out
riz
you today.
Nice. I think they look good on you.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
He chose them actually.
I'm choosing all your clothes now.
Yeah,
I'm,
Jake is I'm my Kanye at the moment. He's very proud of himself. Yeah, I think people should let their boyfriends dress them.
Well, it's just like all
I think it should become a trend.
The last what 3 to 4 pieces of clothes that you've got.
Yeah, all of them were things that you chose.
And they're, but they're all things that people compliment you on a lot.
Yeah. Which is why I'm letting you choose my outfit. Because I clearly am struggling with my sense of personal style. And Kim Kardashian had the right idea of just letting your boyfriend be the one to curate your wardrobe. and it's working for me so far. So it's
there you
all
go.
Good.
There you go.
I look like I'm going to a music festival, I think. And speaking of music festivals, Coachella happened this weekend.
The era of music festivals.
Yeah, I remember.
I think it's also just like when music was also good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's also just like you're going to get what you get at this point. So
because we just turned 30, so we've had our 20s, we've had our time, and we were lucky to be around at the very end of like. I guess the sort of indie kind of wave. And as shitty and as like, you know, derivative of like previous better times as it was, at least it was music that was like made for the dance floor, if you know what I mean.
It was. Even...
And for festivals. It was music that was made for festivals and for the dance floor. All of the sort of indie rock, synth pop, of that era,
mm-hmm.
all was meant to get people on the dance floor dancing.
Well, now it's just all the music that's on the playlist in the pub on a Friday night for everyone to get drunk to and sort of chant along to.
Pretty much. And or it's just vibes, like a vibe of some kind or whatever.
That's kind
like,
of modern stuff.
Yeah.
Modern stuff is sort of just a vibe.
Yeah. Well, that back in my early 20s is when I was excited about Coachella. And there genuinely were good bands that played... at it and
I
it
was,
had this sort of like
I was only ever excited about Coachella when I first got into Daft Punk and I had this like amazing dream of going to Coachella on the year that they returned.
Oh yeah
because they played with the pyramid
stage.
And it was like one of the last times they used that stage and like all of this kind of stuff, but then obviously that all went to they decided to can all of that really cool shit and never perform live again, basically.
Yeah,
so, you know.
There was one year I was in New York City.
Maybe that was when music died, was when Daft Punk hung up the synthesizers.
Perhaps.
Employed Nile Rodgers to fucking write half the fucking music.
There was one year where I was in New York City and there was this thing called Governor's Ball that was on.
Oh, yeah, that's like...
That all my friends were excited about. And it was the year that Random Access Memories came out. And everyone was like, it's going to be Daft Punk. They're going to be the headliner type of thing. And I think it ended up being Taylor Swift or something. And everyone was like really disappointed. But I know if that was the case now, people wouldn't be disappointed. It seems like people are less interested in, I guess, sub-pop genres and are more interested in like mainstream pop artists. And that seems to be what's dominating Coachella now. Whereas before it was like a mixture.
I think that there's been like, it's like a twofold thing happening where I see like a lot of stuff, like I rediscovered an old Vaporwave album recently that is 10 years old.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of the founding kind of early Vaporwave albums or whatever. But that never really had like a live... thing.
Right? No, because it's not really meant for live.
Is it too slow?
Yeah, it's
live?
Too slow. It's not dancey music, it's vibe music. And that's what I mean is
Tycho
been
played
this,
shows.
There's been this transition from dance music to vibe music. And I miss the days
I
of
would
music
love,
that was made for the dance floor.
I would love to see or hear Vaporwave on a fucking massive system. It would be fucking incredible.
Yeah, but I think when I think of Vaporwave, I think of vibes. I don't think of dancing.
No, but I think that's also kind of half part of it as well, is that kind of there's no set dressing anymore. It's just kind of you go to somewhere and it looks like the thing. And yeah. someone's got a new digital projection on the back that says something.
Yeah.
And they play the music.
Yeah.
It's like we were saying the other day, because we were in Cyberdog, I got you addressed in Cyberdog.
Yeah.
And if Cyberdog did a rave.
Oh, we have to fill people in and to what Cyberdog is.
Oh, just Google Cyberdog. It's fucking legendary. It's like a shop in Camden that does all this like cyber goth fucking rave. Attire. It's really cool.
But I got a cool Matrix dress.
But there. if they like hosted a rave in the sense, not like at the shop or whatever, but like in the sense that
they basically do that anyway. They have a DJ in there.
They do have like DJ in there sometimes. But if they hosted a rave in the sense that like they worked with the artist that they used to with all the sculptures and all the things, and they like dressed up a place to make it look like fucking Zion, basically.
Yeah.
Like. That's like half the fucking experience.
Yeah.
But we've got all of this stuff now, and people can do all of this stuff, but just like nobody does it.
Well,
because
let's look at some of the highlights from Coachella. Bear in mind that people paid obscene amount of money to like wait in the cold to shit in buckets or whatever it is.
Oh wait, I've got to do it on the OBS as well, haven't I?
Basically see this. Yeah.
It so you don't have to endure it yourself. First, she entered on this giant spider thing, which then continued to dance around the stage slowly and awkwardly.
This is Grimes, by the way.
She posted this on X a few days before her set, which is kind of funny. This mix was actually pretty cool. To start, there are a lot of people who will be disappointed that she was DJing and not singing. She never announced it was specifically a DJ set. But then this is where it starts to go south. Have a listen.
Okay, I hate to do this. All my tracks are... This is insane. All my tracks are double the tempo.
Oh, it's not getting like, the audio from the fucking
OBS. Oh, is it
OBS?
Not getting the audio from OBS?
I just thought I'd double check and it's not.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
And the web page is frozen. But anyway, Grimes had like a fucking absolutely tragic fucking set. Like one of the worst DJ sets I've ever seen in my life.
She just sort of lisped and winged her way through it.
it's interesting as well, because to me, like, she came up when I was studying music production technology in college. And so she was actually used as an example in Ableton lesson or whatever of like, look, this is an artist that's performing electronic music, not just behind a synth like playing a line or whatever, but actually using this kind of new technology and devices and all this stuff to perform electronic music. And that like is kind of half of what gave Grimes any credibility in my eyes whatsoever. And she's kind of lost and dropped all of that seemingly over the 10 years or whatever that she's become super famous and stuff.
Well,
and she basically said within this set that she's doing complicated math in her head because she has to divide a 3-digit number in half.
Yeah.
And that she also is using really complicated technology, which is DJ software, which has been around for, I would say, arguably about 20 years.
What are you talking about, Jake? She's a woman in STEM, okay?
I don't think she is.
She fucked Elon Musk and she knows how to operate DJ decks. Like, she's a woman in STEM.
So the STEM bit is sexually transmitted.
It's sexually transmitted.
Sexually transmitted STEM. I don't buy it. I think it's terrible. And I think there's like, and the reason I say that as well is I think there's some amount of kind of like arrogance about her as well, where she sort of like hasn't done any of this stuff, will get booked at Coachella, and then is still just like, no, don't worry, I won't pre-record my set. Like a lot of people do. maybe throw it under the bus slightly, but a lot of female DJs specifically
do. Oh, here it goes. Okay. Here it goes. And that's why I'm mad at her. So, I'm going to go on my rant in a minute, but finish yours.
Like,
finish yours.
She should have just done a pre-recorded set and left it at that. But she still thinks that she's this like tech wizard person. And she can't even do a really basic fucking DJ set on the most basic gear now, when she used to be really fucking complex and do all this extra shit. So my estimation of Grimes went from a 1 to like a fucking -9.
Well,
after seeing that, especially as someone that's trying to build an electronic set myself at the moment as well, it was just like, holy shit, I can't believe that this gets booked at Coachella?
Well. It's because she's Elon Musk's Nepo baby wife, which is why, you know, she gets booked at Coachella. I have a feeling if she hadn't, like, you know, had his baby and sort of briefly dated him and got that child support bag, she would have probably tried harder as an artist. Like, I actually, let's give her flowers before I tear her apart, okay?
She had one track.
No, she didn't have one track. I genuinely was a fan when Grimes first came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was incredible. I loved her, you know, first album. And, you know, all the art school girl hoes, art ho girls who were at art school were, like, obsessed with Grimes when she came out. It was just like the thing, and it was because she was sort of like honing into all of the aesthetics that we kind of appreciated, from like witchy stuff to anime to all sorts of stuff. So she kind of, like, you know, was a breath of fresh air, mm-hmm, in that sense. And she was also technically competent, so it was inspiring,
yeah,
as a woman to see a technically competent woman,
mm-hmm,
doing her thing on her own. But like, as soon as like the Elon Musk thing happened, she can kind of rest on her laurels. Like, she can give us 10%.
Not even 10%.
She can give us 10% because she's now like a Nepo baby wife.
It was one of the most appalling showcases I've ever seen.
And also
at the largest music festival in the world.
The other reason I dislike her as well is because she betrayed the Butlerian Jihad and joined forces with the satanic techno fucking demons. So like, she has like sinned spiritually in that
sense.
So she's no longer a sister, she's betrayed the sisterhood. And yeah, I don't vibe. And I think if I had paid to see that and waited to see that, I would have been really like pissed off.
Well, I've been to big festivals and been disappointed by massive artists before, like,
yeah.
And it sucks as well, especially when you're a big fan. Like, I remember I went to see Soundgarden headline Download in 2012.
That's fucking dope, dude.
That was one of the first UK shows in like 20 years.
Yeah.
So everybody was like fucking hyped to see Soundgarden close out Download. It was going to be fucking amazing. And I think they were all, apart from the drummer maybe, all fucking wasted.
Wow.
It sounded, or the sound guy was fucking wasted. Like, either one, like, I'm not sure. I think it was a bit of both, if I'm honest. Because I saw some super fucking sloppy performances. And then it also just sounded just cacophonous and terrible.
Mm.
And I was so gutted. Because it's also the end of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, it's last band. And then I'm going home. Or like, I'm sleeping, I'm going home. Whatever the fuck it is.
Mm.
We were partying and going home. And the final one was a fucking massive letdown.
Oh, no.
It sucks.
It's like when we saw Death Grips, remember? And I was, like, hyping it up. I was like, you're going to... Oh, because I remember...
Yeah.
I was, like, really into them. And then you were like, this is fake and gay. Like, I don't like it. And I was like, no, dude, wait till you see them live. It's going to be so good. It's going to be great.
The thing is...
And then we were at Field Day Festival, and they were, like, in a tent. And I, like, dragged you into it. And there were, like, all these fights going on. And someone had, like, a broken leg. And then they played this awful, terrible... It was like they were trying to be bad on purpose.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. I think like that kind of culture and the sort of fan base that they have and how up Anthony Fantano... Like, Anthony Fantano is up their ass and shit. Like, all of it just gives me the ick about them. Like,
it gives you the ick.
Creatively. If I listen to their... I like them.
If I listened to a few of their songs,
if I had heard them in a vacuum and I wasn't aware of any of that other stuff, be like, oh shit, man, this is a fucking vibe, this is great.
Yeah.
But then because all of this other stuff paints the context for them, and then I've also seen them do that,
yeah,
where they get booked at a really cool festival like Field Day,
yeah,
which is,
yeah,
it is kind of like a tastemakery, like, cool festival with, like, yeah, you know, kind of sub, not even sub pop, but like indie, like, cool stuff going on. Aphex Twin was fucking headlining. It was fucking sick. And then they they get a gig there and purposefully make it sound terrible.
Yeah.
I don't understand the logic with that at all.
Well, I mean, like, it just seems to have that, like, we hit that little sweet spot and it seems to have just gone completely downhill from there, because from what I saw from Coachella, it was like a complete travesty. Of course, the, like, girlies and the gays are, like, fawning over Ozempic, Lana Del Rey,
That's terrible.
She's lost the weight.
She's lost the lasagna.
So now the gays and the girlies are happy. I think she looked beautiful.
She quit Waffle House.
I think she looked beautiful, but if you actually watch the performance, she just complains the whole time about how the mic isn't working as she like tries to croon, like fake croon through this like awful set. And again, it's like, why would anyone pay and wait to see this?
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible. Mm-hmm. You're not here for the music. You're here for the aesthetic and like the vibe. It's clear that no one actually cares about the music. And like, I'm so disappointed in the artists from the era when I was in my 20s, because a lot of them are obviously like at Coachella now. And like, it's just so cringe. It's so sad.
It is. Sorry, I'm just seeing if Grimes had like a new album or something, or if there's any actual kind of like...
After Visions.
Geddy like, Primes. So yeah, she did actually have a new album this year.
Oh my God, look at you, Geddy. You made a Dune reference. I fucking hate her.
Jesus Christ.
She's not real. Grimes is not real.
I mean, this is... okay?
She's an algorithm. She's literally not real.
This is a minimalist as fuck, bro. This is like a whole album of 10 songs that clocks in just under 25 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not even sure. I mean, they're all like around 2 minutes long. That's fucking crazy.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, another sad development as well was Damon Albarn. This one hurt my heart big time. Because I love him. I really do.
Damon's been mid for a long time.
Don't break my heart. Let's be honest. Don't break my heart. Don't hurt me.
The album that we saw them on the tour for, that was okay. There was some good tracks on that album. It wasn't like Plastic Beach.
I liked Andromeda.
It wasn't.
And the reason why.
Demon Days.
No. But the reason why we liked the show we went to see is because they mostly played songs from Plastic Beach.
Exactly.
And the Damon Albarn that I love and cherish is Gorilla's Damon Albarn, because mm-hmm. that's what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. Blur is a bit before my time. And it's a bit lame. It's not
for
good.
Rock music.
It was like Blair era Britpop.
Like, I remember I was working at this fucking tech company.
Lame shit.
And like, we used to do playbacks and shit for all of these album releases and stuff, and I remember everybody losing their shit about like doing a Blur one, and I was really like, Blur, really?
Really?
Like, they're still big. And they're like, they sold at Wembley fucking twice a week ago. I was like, that surprises me, if yeah. I'm honest. Like, I thought they were really not,
they're kind
that
of mid
big.
Yeah, they're not that. But then that's the thing, is I think if he had done a Gorillaz performance at Coachella, it would have probably gone down better.
Way
but
better.
Instead he did a Blur, he got back with Blur.
They booked
and that
Blur.
They're even
it's not
for,
that they booked
yeah.
Gorillaz, they booked Blur. It's but, not that they booked Damon Albarn and then he decides like, oh, I fancy doing a Blur set, or
Blur,
I fancy doing a Gorillaz set.
Blur is even further away from us younger millennials and Gen Z.
Mm.
So, and Gorillaz is closer to us, so it would have made more sense for them. Because the performance is sad. Can we show them? Like, he's begging people to sing along.
We can try.
And seeing someone like him reduced to that was really painful for me.
Let's see.
And he looks like a dad. I don't know. The dad bod is not hitting like it used to. It like upset me a little
just,
bit.
Just hang on a second. Let me
considering
try
he's like, you know, one of my oldest crushes. Like, you know, it's just sad.
It's just sad. It is very sad.
That's can we share our thingy? Sorry, guys.
Technical
difficulties.
I mean, we should be able to, but it's not flipping over. So
that's
just give
really
me
annoying.
Give me a second.
I'll look at the chat while you try to figure this out. Someone says Elon sabotaged her. Quite possibly. I hear they have beef and like he kidnapped their baby.
Sabotaged her. I don't think so. I think everything wrong with that woman is all around her own fucking ego and bullshit. It has nothing
to
do with anything.
I think she's a conformist.
Because she clearly had to work hard and like develop some sort of talent and skill. And then she was offered some sort of fucking easy life.
Illuminati life.
Just was like, yeah, fucking sick. Let's go. Let me see if this works quickly. Hang on, then we'll do some more chat.
Yeah. You can do it better than I. Hey, yeah. Oh,
you really. I mean,
oh my god.
I mean,
he said, "Oh my god, what is on the screen right now?"
Fucking chicken fillet or some shit that loaded up afterwards. But
it was like a veiny cock. Oh my god, are they allowed to put things like that on TikTok?
It wasn't a dick, it was a chicken fillet. Oh my god. It was a bit of chicken. It was like a cooking video.
Are you sure it wasn't a fucking veiny cock?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
But I mean, dude, they sounded terrible.
Yeah, they did.
It sounds terrible. Like, if that's even a slightly decent, half decent recording, which it looks like it's the official live stream footage of Coachella.
Yeah.
So I would assume that's kind of the best audio capture you're gonna get from that kind of thing.
I think they're kind of taking the piss a little bit as well.
I don't know.
I think part of, like, when we were talking about Death Grips and stuff, I think part of it was them being antagonistic towards the Field Day audience,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of similar to the Coachella audience of, like, London. I don't think it is similar.
Coachella
is
so much
blah.
More expensive.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I mean, it's like a, you
but
know.
But just through that merit alone,
yeah,
that
yeah.
is segregating yeah. to so much more of the population.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah,
the filtering of the kind of dickheads that you're going to get is going to be more highly concentrated at somewhere like Coachella than it is going to be at Field Day.
True.
Field Day is way more accessible.
Yeah. Maybe. But what I'm saying is maybe Damon was trying to, like, you know, fob him off a bit.
I don't think, like, so. His vocal performance sounded fucking shocking. And he's also, yeah, think of your fucking crowd, dude. You're playing to an American crowd for Britpop.
Yeah.
Which is already, like, a weird yeah. booking.
Yeah, it's niche. There are Americans that like Britpop, but it's
You're
niche.
Kind of expecting them all to know all of the lyrics to Britpop, yeah. like 90s Britpop.
Yeah.
I think that you're really overestimating the kind of musical intelligence of the Coachella audience. I mean, there is a very famous recording of when Aphex Twin played. Of that chick.
Oh, yeah, that chick that
being
was like,
oh,
I love
God.
The Aphex Twins.
It's kind of like Diplo, but, like, way weirder.
Oh, my God, no. No, no.
So
no,
that's
no,
what you're
no.
working with,
oh,
Damon.
Man.
And then you threw a hissy fit on stage about it.
I
which
know,
I
it's
think
so
is
beneath
really,
him.
Like,
it's
crazy.
So beneath him. It was, like, it was pretty tragic. I feel like Britain's having a really rough, rough time of it at the moment.
I think it's just the energy in general. There's, like, a weird energy with creative stuff at the moment
yeah.
and sort of people's. I think it is. I think it.
The death throes of pop. It literally that was all.
Death throes of pop,
all Coachella literally was like fucking nepo babies giving us 10%. And this is the future. This is the future of, like, these sorts of music festivals. Is this going to be delusional nepo babies giving us 10% and aging rock stars throwing hissy fits? And if you want to fucking pay like $1,000 for that and, like, piss in a bucket, by all means, go ahead. But I'm glad I'm in my 30s now. I feel like those days, I had fun doing that shit in my 20s, and I have no interest in doing that kind of festival anymore. I'll do like a niche festival or like a weird psytrance thing in the forest or whatever the fuck. But I'm not going to go to, like,
if there's glamping.
If there's glamping,
with
yeah.
your own shower and toilet.
With my own shower and toilet, sure. Yeah.
yeah it's not the festival experience.
I'm not like a dirty hippie. I'm a clean girl hippie.
You couldn't be a dirty hippie just for one weekend.
I think I could try.
If I found, like, a techno festival in the forest in Germany
or
something.
If you get
like
me
that.
On enough drugs... then yes,
that's kind of the
I
whole
can
point
overlook
though
the
but I think this all comes around to what I think is the whole fucking problem, if I'm honest. It's like it is like a clean and sober culture
yeah.
and fucking bullshit fucking thing where it is to be bothered by the visceralness of experience
mm.
and so even in the cinema they turn the movie down
yeah.
It's mastered to be blowing your fucking rocks off and whoa, fuck, and, like, you know, to give you that impact.
Yeah.
And they turn it down.
To make everything as sanitary and as inoffensive as
yeah.
possible for everybody. And it's the same thing with these music festivals. Everyone's checking your asshole before
mm-hmm.
you're going inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all this health and safety bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, very curated, very corporate. Everything's incredibly expensive.
I mean, to be fair, even at the Jungle Rave I went to the other weekend, they did definitely the dog, like, was smelling me and everything, so they checked me, like, pretty hard
really
for drugs and stuff. Yeah, like they searched me probably about three times.
Really?
Three different people search
in
me.
In Bristol?
Yeah, but it's also just kind of like they have
that
to do...
That is shocking.
They have to do that.
What is going on with the world?
They have to do that for due diligence and to not get shut down and for whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
But then if you're a smart ravey bear... You know,
Jakey Bear the Ravy Bear.
You can fucking either still find.
Did you put it in your butthole?
If you put drugs in your butt, they're still going. That's still safe. It might smell. The packet might smell, but them drugs are still consumable.
I'm never ever gonna take your butt.
The old fashioned way.
Ever. I really hope you've not been doing that.
I haven't been doing that. But what you do is you just take your fucking drugs before you go in.
Yeah, but then what if you come up before you get in and it's like really obvious? That's happened to me many times.
I was staying literally
And I've gotten in trouble. I've wasted money and not gotten in before, like all sorts.
Every time I've ever been not let in, it's because I've had my grinder on me or I've had weed on me that smelled in some capacity and they've smelled it and found it and fucking gone like, that's it then, mate, see ya. And you're like, well, fuck. That's the genius of party drugs, is that, you know, if it's not powders, just fucking bosh them before you go in.
True.
And you're sorted.
Very true. Very true. Well, yeah, I don't know. Music feels like it's in a very dark, sad place at the moment.
I think it's not just music, though. And I think it's not that music's in a sad place. It's our relationship to music. Our relationship to music is changing and has changed. And I think people are kind of aware of that in a way, and so we still do the dog and pony show of the fucking music festivals and all the old things that were sort of staples of that, but actually, like, no one gives a shit. It's kind of like the Oscars at this point. Like, no one gives a shit.
No one fucking cares anymore.
Like,
even the people that are performing don't give a fucking shit anymore.
Like, the amount of people that you would meet that music would be a passion of theirs or a big part of their lives, I would say was like a really big number of people up until, you know, probably the middle stages of the internet.
Yeah.
Web 2.0, as the kids call it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, you just had less, people were engaged with less things.
Yeah.
There was less globalization and all this other stuff, so that you were less engaged with even just like, you know, fucking anime, like all sorts of shit now is just like so fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes up so much more of an interest of people than what I think would take music.
Yeah,
or gaming,
there's way more to do
things
now, whereas music occupied like a really special place as entertainment.
Even just
whereas
being,
now it's just seen as like a fucking...
Even just being on social media.
Yeah.
When you see some of the documentaries and people like talking about that shit, people are like on that shit for 6 hours a day or some shit like that. 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane to me.
Completely bonkers.
But, and it's not like I listen to music for 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
But someone will be on social media for six to eight hours
a day. It's fucking crazy.
I don't even game for 6 to 8 hours a day. I wish I could game for 6 to 8 hours a day.
Oh my God. Let's read some of these chats. Hang on. Let me...
So yeah, our relationship to music has changed and we haven't adjusted to that yet.
No.
And that's my main... rationale, and there's all this big money.
Jake's thesis.
There's all this big money that is already invested in the music industry that will make all of these plants and all of these pop stars and all of these fucking shit artists that nobody has a fucking remote interest in.
People do.
Slop.
People do have. People love these fucking plants.
I don't think so.
But they're not interested in the music. It's like there's a whole thing going on right now with female rap, where the actual music isn't doing well, but people are more interested in the image of these female rappers. And like how they sort of like portray themselves. So a lot of the time these...
Jay George says you're looking very cute.
Oh, thank you very much. That's kind of you. What else is being said in the chat?
I saw some bits of the Tyler performance. That was pretty good. Yeah. I would expect it to be Tyler's like one of the kind
few,
of... I would say he's the last great rapper.
Yeah.
Like, I think he kind of died after that whole group
Odd
of
Future,
dudes, you know?
Kind of, yeah.
The 06 Daft Punk performance was biblical. Yes.
It truly was.
Yes, it was.
I feel like I'm sad I was too young to have experienced that. I'm on the shit end of the millennial spectrum, sadly.
sexually transmitted engineering and mathematics.
if only these predominantly male fields were sexually transmitted.
The least expensive Coachella tickets are $500 plus fees. If I'm paying that type of money, I'm hoping to see Jimi Hendrix and Miles Davis reincarnated jamming together. Well, they did do the whole Tupac hologram thing, and everyone was kind of suspecting that that might be more of a thing. And I'm not sure.
Well, they had that Japanese hologram pop star this year.
Oh yeah.
But they didn't even do the hologram. They had it on a fucking screen.
Oh.
Which is like how fucking low effort this whole thing was.
I mean, they couldn't send the box.
They couldn't send the box over. They had it on a screen.
They couldn't send. What is it? It couldn't do it in the desert.
It's like really sad. It's really sad that they paid for that.
Frank Ocean's performance was a massive letdown too. Everyone loves.
Oh yeah, I remember. Everyone was like upset about Frank Ocean's performance last year.
Fucking massively overrated.
Don't say that. I like Frank Ocean. I like Frank Ocean. Anything else?
How about a reading from J.G. Ballard's Vermilion Sands or Homage? What? That's a random comment. The only Britpop that really interests me is Oasis, and that's mostly for the beefs. Lol. Well, yeah, the drama. The kind of new reality kind of show shit that happens around the two brothers, exactly.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny has a whole glossy magazine devoted just to him. Who is Bad Bunny anyway?
I have no idea.
Good question, bro. No fucking idea. Yeah, I think it is. I think that our relationship with music has totally fucking changed, and it is sort of people aping styles, and a lot of people kind of talk about the quality of lyrics and all sorts of these other things that are kind of indicators of stuff. There was one of these new I don't know if they were Disney or Nickelodeon kid. Oh no, they were on that pageant show for kids or whatever it was.
Jojo Siwa
has like done the album where she's now a bad girl or whatever. And literally a bunch of people made the predictions before she released it, and everything they predicted was exactly it. It was just as cringe as everyone thought it was going to be. And the lyrics were just it's just terrible. I don't think Cyrus's fucking Wrecking Ball was exactly like high art or the pinnacle of lyricism. But it's been done before.
And it's
been done by someone more famous and with more cultural impact
than
you. But
that's the sign of somebody who doesn't have an identity and who's having a bit of a public breakdown. And
do you think so?
Sad. Yeah, yeah.
I just...
Because she's been on TV since she was a child. And like, again, like we talked about in our... our last episode, a lot of these child entertainers are stuck paying the entire family mortgage, and they're like the most important person in their entire family. And like, you know, there's a clear lack of perspective there. That's like abnormal, which is why I find it mean to make fun of her, because she's not on planet Earth, clearly.
No, but I don't think people are as invested in music as they used to be.
No,
and there
it's
are
not.
Like people like me that will go out and seek out like specific stuff and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if you're going somewhere where there is music, it is like going to be a pretty... don't expect much, basically.
Yeah. It's sad. Well, moving on to our next topic for the evening. The wife Jack meme has taken the internet by storm and also unsettled a bunch of people. I thought Wojaks were a thing of the past, but they still clearly seem to be.
There's a new wife Jack every day.
There are new ones every day. They don't seem to have the same... I thought they wouldn't have the same emetic impact, but this made people freak out. Like, as you can see, the caption is, "Do men realize the psychic damage they've unleashed? Every woman on Twitter is overanalyzing these, trying to figure out if they pattern match this woman, stressing over whether it's good or bad." And I think that's really sad, because that's kind of what Wojaks are. They're sort of types, stereotypes.
Yeah.
And I feel like,
I mean,
the more online you are, the more you start seeing yourself and other people as types.
Yeah.
And I remember in my Jung video on my channel, Jung video, I talk about how types erase like people's distinctness. And that's why people are terrified of being typed.
Mm.
there's actually something kind of violent about being typed and somewhat destructive in a way.
Mm.
And, you know, there's this tremendous anxiety about falling into a quote unquote type that you saw immediately when this like ambiguous Wojak that nobody could understand came out of nowhere. And automatically people were like analyzing themselves, thinking it was like an attack on them, mm-hmm. hoping it wasn't. And like, I don't know. It's sad to me that like people are so mimetically compromised in that way, I guess.
Mm.
And that's the effect that this sort of thing is having on people.
I think it's that thing of like, if you're in that space and you're sort of like looking at that kind of stuff too much, that will naturally sort of like infest your brain. And so then you start to see everybody like that.
Yeah.
And then yourself like that.
Yeah.
And then when someone shares a new Wojak that reflects you in some way, you get ultra upset. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is you erase other people's distinctness. Is Kyle here? Is that why you're fidgeting around?
Oh, I mean, I was waiting for him to text back.
Sorry, okay. Jake has to pick up marijuana. Sorry. Yeah. What was I saying? You erase the distinctness of others, and you also erase your own distinctness.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who like literally try to curate themselves mimetically, and you're erasing your distinctness if you do that. And when you view people through the lens of memes, which a lot of people do, a lot of very online people do, you're erasing like their distinctness. So I can see why people would have some discomfort with that or feel a sense of fear mm-hmm. whenever a new Wojak emerges, because it might just be describing me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know.
It's seen as like an aggressive thing.
Yeah.
Like if someone shared this because they've interacted with me and then seen this Wojak and then shared it passive aggressively.
Yeah. Yeah.
To like, without, you know, not tagging me or on it or anything, but it's someone that you've interacted with or something like that. So it's like a catty, passive aggressive way.
But it's like contributing to this like spiritual sickness, because it's making people stilted in mm-hmm. the way they interact.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm far less willing to post these days. The internet doesn't seem like a place where it's like pleasant to, mm-hmm. or where you're not going to be subject to this sort of deconstruction, even if you're not trying to invite it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very horrible thing to have your distinctness erased in favor of like the meme.
Mm-hmm.
And these memes are so fucking dominant. So dominant that if you don't like try to fit into one, you're almost illegible to people these days. And yeah, it's all about legibility. There's an element of illegibility, I guess, that like, I guess, keeps you your mystique in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And once someone's able to put you into one of these types, your mystique is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So like it has like an annihilating effect that I find quite frightening. So I can understand why people are concerned about it or whatever. But do you think it's weak to be affected by it? Do you think it's weak-minded, or do you think it's like a...
I think it's a sign that you need to get outside a little bit more.
But there are lots of people who are really online and who, like this woman, will spend hours freaking out about...
Well, then you should probably get, like, a proper hobby or something instead of, you know, whatever. Oh, whoopsie.
Do you think this is just, like, a feature of the online environment? And that it's just going to get progressively worse in terms of these types are going to get more complex? Or do you think that it's something that will eventually kind of dissipate?
There will always be a new Wojak, because there'll always be a new pattern of behavior, or like mm-hmm. pattern of speech, or way of dressing, or any kind of other signifier that someone then typifies mm-hmm. and either ridicules or you know, puts on a pedestal or something.
That's true. So. That's very true. mm-hmm. That's very true. Like I showed you that the trad wife,
mm-hmm.
Trad husband one. Hang on, let me send that to you so that we can pull that up. We can see how many we tick off each of the lists. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, the thing we was looking at in the park the other day.
Yes, yes, yes. Hang on 2 seconds. Yeah. Here is this... there we go, I sent it to you. Here's this... let's do the ideal man. The ideal man first. Or do you want to do the ideal woman first?
Ideal woman first. Okay, here we go. Okay. So, yeah, there we go. That's what everybody wants these days.
This is the
apparently.
Idea of pedestaling. this is the ideal. Okay, so didn't go to university.
Fail.
Failed there already.
Virgin.
Did too much book learning. Virgin.
Fail.
Definite fail. homeschools
children.
Her children. I don't have the patience or temperament to do that. So.
Makes fail. Her own sourdough bread.
Definitely not.
Fail.
Definitely
Hang
not.
On, let me pull it up so I can see what else is it. Doesn't work outside of the house. Tick. Ding,
tick,
ding,
yeah.
ding.
I
ding,
work
ding.
From home, so.
No tattoos. Ding, ding, ding.
No tattoos
ding,
now.
Ding, ding.
I have plans, though.
Sexually available?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Submissive?
Definitely not.
Big fail on that one.
Big fail.
Loves Jesus, ding ding ding.
I do love Jesus.
Wants at least 4 children.
Absolutely not.
A semi ding.
No.
Half a ding.
I want one child.
A quarter
if
of
I
a ding.
If I have children at all, I want one baby.
A quarter of a ding.
No, definitely not. Okay, let's see the man then.
So you got what? How many points?
Like hang
you
on.
Got one.
All the
two.
Naughty ones
you
except
got
for loves Jesus.
1 point. 2 points. 3 points.
Yeah.
3 points.
3 points.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
My turn. There we
Has
go.
Has no female friends.
Tick.
Tick.
Averts eyes from other women.
Not tick.
Tick.
That's not
that's
not a tick at all.
It's a big tick.
I see you all the time. You're a big rubbernecker.
Dresses formally. Tick.
You don't fucking dress formally.
Look at this, dude. Look at this. I've got dragons on my arm. It's
he
formal.
Has dragons, guys. So formal. Go on.
Dates for marriage.
Did you date for
I'd
marriage?
I'd give me a tick for that because I'm a long term dater.
You are a long term.
I'm not someone that short term dates for
that is
just
very
for like
true.
Whatever. So I'm a long term.
That is true.
Lover, as they say.
It has been 10 years.
It has been 10 years.
It doesn't
years.
Feel like it though.
Loves his mother.
He loves his mom
Tick.
A bit too much.
Tick.
He's a bit of a mama's boy.
Intellectually stimulating.
When he wants to be.
Tick.
When he's not being
Tick.
Silly.
Romantically old fashioned. Tick.
Tick, I would say
Tick.
So.
Can handle heavy labor.
Tick.
Tick. Exercises.
If you count skateboarding. If
right.
going on the skateboard.
BRB.
The drug dealer is here.
Then yeah, you figure out how many points I got and then you figure out if
in the chat. Okay. Can support a whole family, working towards it. He's working towards it. Will lead his family to God. Will lead his family to Satan, more like. I'm the one who will lead us to God. Wants kids. He's wishy-washy on that. Sometimes he's like, yeah, it's a great idea. I totally want to get you pregnant. And then sometimes he's like, no, I don't want children. I feel like all men are like that, though. Cares for animals. Yes, he does deeply. Only has friends of similar characteristics. Yeah, most of his friends are audio nerds, just like him. So he scores more points on the ideal man than I do on the ideal woman, Chuck, because I am clearly just a harlot. clearly, yeah, hang on, I'm looking at the chat. 2 seconds. Just pulling it up. Sorry, I look at it on my phone. The West, someone says the West decaying symbolic and literally faster than the speed of light. Very true. There is something decaying in the symbolic realm for sure. Like, I'm not quite sure how to explain it or conceptualize it as of now, but I'm thinking about what's going on. And it is scary, and I do think it is something you should try to avoid as much as possible, because I think even if you are strong-minded, I think all of us are kind of unconsciously vulnerable to these sorts of memes and the ways they make us analyze ourselves and other people. And the ways they encourage us to do that tend to not be very healthy as well. So, yeah, I don't know. Hang on, let's have a look. Someone says, yay, finally made it to a live stream. Yes, welcome. Our numbers are slowly increasing each week, which I've noticed and I'm very grateful for. So thank you all for coming. J. George says, if I'm ever at Coachella, I don't care. I'm playing a free jazz set to a bunch of bourgeoisie whites on Zannies. Why not? Why not just like seize the moment to display your art? For the fucking, for the horrible Philistine bourgeoisie attendees.
So did I win?
Did you get it? You did win.
I think I soundly won.
You soundly fucking won. You soundly beat me.
Double the score.
With flying colors. With flying colors. Is there any way we can pull the chat up on the screen so I don't have to look on my phone?
You would think that I would know how to do that.
Yeah.
But
Mr. Tech Man, Jesus.
Bingo bongo. Bingo. There you go.
There we go. There we go. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, the whole, we were talking about the whole meme thing. Yeah. I don't know. Do you feel there are any memes that encapsulate you? Have you ever felt called out by a meme? Do I feel called out by the wife jack meme? A little bit. I think every woman does to an extent.
I don't think I like...
But in a wholesome way.
I don't think I really resonate with a meme.
You don't see yourself in any
meme. I'm like,
meme.
Oh, that's me. Like, that's cringe.
You've never seen one that's like hurt your feelings a little bit.
The only time I look at memes is when I'm on the toilet.
And then you send them to me.
Yeah. And then
even though we're like in the same building.
And then it's mostly like that couple on Facebook that do like comedy about being a couple, basically.
Yeah.
And the things that, you know, each other would do to irritate each other.
Basically. Silly things. I felt called out by memes. I don't want to say them because I don't want to arm people with memetic ammunition to hurt my feelings. But I've definitely felt called out by memes.
I have noticed that as well. That's been the sort of thing with a recent wave of comedians or whatever.
Mm.
And it's not to you know, say they're bad or anything. Like, I quite enjoy some of their videos. Like, there's the two examples I can think of is there's this American guy who now lives in Germany.
Yeah.
Who does a great impression of Germans.
Yeah.
And all the typical German things that Germans do, which is funny,
mm-hmm.
But it's that kind of like, oh yeah, I can send this to my buddy because we're German or something, mm-hmm. and we relate to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily actually like a joke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's more like it's observational humor that's like really direct
yeah,
to
yeah,
their
yeah,
own
yeah.
life basically
yeah, yeah yeah yeah.
There's like some other girl I think is also American in some way, or I'm not sure, I haven't heard her actual real voice, but all she does is basically impressions of her German mum.
Wow.
And that's like blown up, gone viral and whatever.
Wow.
And so now she does tours and she goes on tour and I'm like, that's not a whole bit.
The internet
man.
Is
that's
like
not like
ruined.
A whole. That's
no,
not like a whole woman. One
not,
woman show.
No. No
is
no.
You pretending
oh,
to be your German mum? So like
oh,
I'm
no.
sort of, yeah. There's a thing missing there, and I think it's the same.
Time.
It's the same with music.
Big time.
Where like there was someone did a video, where they were showing like this kid trying
to shallowness.
Be like a edgy pop punk guy.
Oh yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, yeah. That was
right?
on Twitter like a couple weeks ago.
And it was being super cringe,
yeah.
And everyone was like ripping him apart. And then he did some video of like, oh, well, if I wasn't cringe, none of you would look at me or like pay
yeah,
attention
yeah,
to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's sort of like, okay, well, you leaning into this thing to such an extent that it's cringe has garnered you attention.
Yeah.
But does it make good music? And it, at the point of like, what were you doing this for? Were you doing this because you wanted to make good music, or were you doing this because you wanted a load of attention?
Yeah,
because you've achieved one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you seem fairly happy to continue just doing that bit.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of addresses actually the sort of the maybe it's like, to be just really cynical, it's literally like just the actual reason and motivation behind human beings is becoming more laid bare with the more technology and ways we have to express ourselves and all of that kind of thing.
That's
right?
A dark thought.
So it is like, we were watching that thing today about like in China, mm-hmm. even that kind of thing has infested them. Where
yeah.
where there was that whole posturing of like, oh no, China's still great. All their people graduate college and they want to be scientists,
mm-hmm.
and this
mm-hmm.
kind of thing's like, well, the figures come out now, 60% of them want to be streamers.
Yeah.
And you go to past bridges and there's literally entire bridges where every single available bit of pavement is set up with people sat down on the bridge streaming in some variety.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so... And then you ask them why they want to do that, and they go, well, because I could become famous for like two
yeah.
or 3 years
and
make enough money
to
just live the rest of my life, and
yeah.
I'd much rather do that than work some fucking job
shit
or something.
Job, yeah.
And it comes down to like the fucking raw motivations behind what someone wants to do. Well, they just want to live,
yeah.
essentially.
Yeah.
Most people just want to live.
Yeah.
They don't want to try and advance the fucking field of physics or whatever the fuck it might be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever your interest could be, trying to find. For me, it's always been trying to like seek this new sound to try and like figure something out with music or whatever.
You sound like Vince in the Mighty Boosh.
Maybe.
You're like, I'm looking for the new sound.
But maybe, but it's also, it's a little bit like that. It's to find a musical expression that is not super based in something already.
Yeah.
True. And that's like a really hard thing to do.
Incredibly hard to do.
But
Jay George says that he relates to the Doomer Wojak. I relate to the Doomer girl Wojak for sure.
Should we go through the Wojak alphabet?
No,
idea of which Wojaks I suit or
you don't. No, because you're just gonna use it to bully me. Which is yeah, you will. You're gonna use it to bully me, which is why I don't want to go on.
So,
I don't want to be bullied. What the fuck is this website right now? Just type in different Wojaks or something. I don't know.
Where's that sound coming
from? I don't know. Our flat is haunted. There we go. Found it. Found it.
Wojak Mike Myers.
Well, they can't see what we see. You have to share the screen.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You have to share the screen.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I accidentally launched a PlayStation 2 emulator.
Oh, God.
Let's close that. There we go.
Technical difficulties. What are we doing? Yeah, there we go.
Wojak Mike Myers. Why is that even a thing? I don't get that at all. So this
I think
is
you're
the
on the...
Stage 5.5 Doomer. Is this what you resonate with, Jay George?
I resonate with that one.
That's pretty unhinged, dude. That's like Fallout Doomer level. That's crazy.
I do like the Wojak Cat Feels in Bed one. I resonate with that one.
Dark Wojak Light Grey. Okay. The Pink Wojak Soy Boy Crying. This is the one I resonate with. We found it.
This
found
was you
it.
When the stupid fucking Fallout show came out.
It was. I mean, this was me when the Fallout show came out.
It literally was. It literally was you when the Fallout show came out. Okay, enough Wojaks. We have two more topics to get through.
I'm sure we can find one that's you.
Here we go. I'm the soy girl Wojak.
Here we go. Okay.
A pink
well,
Newton.
And let's I guess the next chunk is okay. Our little AI chunk of this
yes.
week, isn't it?
Yes.
And it is I can't play you the music, obviously, because
we don't want to get copyright jailed.
Because David Gilmour's wife will come and fucking chop my balls off.
She doesn't seem like a very nice lady.
And fleece me for all the money I have.
He chose wrong.
But basically Pink Floyd did a music video contest to make new music videos for YouTube for Dark Side of the Moon, for mm-hmm. the 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon, and they've only recently unveiled them, and most of them are great, but then there's this one that looks a bit odd and looks a bit off,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people caught out immediately that it is AI generated.
Yeah.
And that there were a bunch of really incredible submissions done for this track that were like some like hand animated, even not
yeah.
just like other kind of like, you know, video footage or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's play it and
yeah.
you can see kind
what
of
what they chose.
I mean, I can accomplish this with software that I have a subscription to today.
It's
I
really
can literally, I mean, I have a music video which does not look too dissimilar to this.
Do you want to show the?
Yeah, I'll pull up my
yeah,
one
up
as a
one.
as a little.
But
aside.
Why? My question is why? Like, was it like a boomer mistake? Did they see this and not know it was AI and choose it, or did they choose it with the full knowledge of the fact that it's AI generated?
I have absolutely no idea, man. If I'm honest, I mean,
I don't know what's been going on with them in general. to be honest, they've just kind of been bitching at each other and like making all these odd decisions and like.
I don't know if they included one AI one even just to like stir ruckus and make like press, because it's also like a potential in these days and ages.
Yeah, true.
Like just the 50th anniversary of the greatest album ever made, arguably, is like not enough.
True.
Music news. So there needs to be like some other kind of thing.
Controversy.
Wrapped around
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
And having like this sort of competition it's where so now there's shit. An AI one.
Do you want to pull up your one?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what the song was called. What was it? Gateway Experience.
You did something like similar to this in like how many hours or whatever with no time at all. And the fact that there were artists who like spent painstaking hours like animating a music video for Pink Floyd and they chose this. I wonder why they made that decision. It just seems like really bizarre.
Yeah,
and dystopian.
It is a very
incredibly dystopian. Like, what is this timeline that we are currently in right now? It's like freaking me out. Hang on. Yeah, Roger and David do hate each other like massively.
Here we go.
It's sad.
So, this is the one I did.
The other one's like marginally better than yours. But
I did this 8 months ago. So this was
you
using...
should have submitted it to Pink Floyd, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could. And this is literally just using a simple tool that you can use online, basically. And it moves along to my music in a little bit more of a rhythmic way than the other one does.
You can play your music because you won't get
copyright. Oh, I can play my music, can't I? Yeah. There you go. So, like, you know. And it's basically just like prompted with three different pieces of AI video and then edited together and color graded, basically. So yeah, you can knock it together really quickly. But you know what? I'm someone that does shit in my bedroom.
Yeah.
So it's okay for me to kind of use this kind of stuff because that's almost kind of exactly who it's built for.
Yeah.
It's not built for
Pink fucking Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Like, what the fuck,
yeah.
dude? Like,
I think it's also kind of cheeky in some way that, like, because there's that whole thing is that it's like, is your winning exposure bonus?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's your Pink fucking Floyd. And so now, yes, it's this nice thing where everybody, yes, is a big fan of Pink Floyd, and wouldn't it be great to have worked with them and put a fucking, you know, video together with them or whatever, or for them or something. But then it's like, yeah, dude, but then what do you actually get for that?
Yeah, true. It seems like Pink Floyd has betrayed the Butlerian Jihad now as well.
I would be interested to know how many people...
It's fucking sad.
I would be interested to know how many people actually... How many gigs they get off the back of doing a video for Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like what that would even mean.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really weird. And like, yeah, just those two like pieces of music news this week, like the disaster of Coachella, seeing Damon Albarn begging for his flowers, seeing Pink Floyd goofing like this. It just, it's been a bit of a blow to the nuts of music fans this week.
Didn't even get to the cool bit of my one. Hang on. This is just the intro. Because I did this whole bit that was basically then prompted with, what's it, Mobius as the main inspiration for the art and stuff. So it just like zooms through this crazy like Mobius styled art city.
It does kind of look like Mobius.
Yeah, I think they got Mobius dead on with loads of it that comes through. It's incredible. And this was a long time ago as well. This was like 8 months ago or so. Oh, even longer than that actually. I must have made this a year ago. And it, you know, I then put it up like 4 months afterwards or something. Dude, that style is Mobius 100%. It's like absolutely crazy. And it's just goofy shit with all these fucking dragon balls and shit.
Dragon balls.
You know. Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's fun. It's funky. And I think it's great for like people where you're like, yeah, you're a solo artist or whatever and you're doing your own stuff and you haven't got fucking money to invest in making a whole fucking video or getting someone to do that, or you don't have the patience to learn a whole bunch of fucking skills because Man, I've tried to do that as well, and I've developed a whole bunch of skills that aren't anything to do with like making music.
But I mean, there's only so much you can get. Because I make music. There's only so much you can get away with it with, though. You were lucky that it gave you that sort of Mobius aesthetic, because like Jay George says in the chat, he says something about the AI aesthetic is very cheesy and in its fake idea of psychedelic and experimental. And I agree. One of the things that I hate about AI generated content is that it has a very kind of overly polished, weird, uncanny valley-ness to it that, you know, if you're like an independent artist and you're just trying to do something, then why not? But yeah, like for the likes of Pink Floyd to be doing that is really disappointing. Well, and dystopian, like I said.
I think even just for stuff like, I use the AI video generation for like the background of my music stream,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that. I think stuff like that's genius. Mm. Like I don't see anything wrong with video or image like creation and using it creatively.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are someone that you, it would be like if Grimes did that.
She might as well have, to be honest.
But do you know what I mean?
She might as well
it's
have.
She is. It's like someone that's like a front leading artist, yeah, current, that's releasing, yeah, new music today, that yeah, has like whatever fucking label behind her.
Yeah.
That is playing a massive slot at Coachella.
Yeah.
That then chooses to just pocket all like the money and just use a fucking AI video.
Yeah.
That's like no creative ambition or whatever.
None
the fuck.
At all.
For me, this is like a out of budget limitations and whatever else, right? Time and
budget
limitations.
Of course. Well, moving on to our next little chunk for the evening before we round out, another cool AI tool has emerged that we wanted to show off and experiment with.
Well, everybody talks about kind of the video, even I was just doing it, right? Like the video creation side and the image creation side of all this AI technology, because I think we're just inherently visual creatures. And
yes.
So we're always going to be visually led, you know, in culture and by whatever. So that's why no one's really been focusing on the audio side of things, which I've had a fairly decent amount of experience with, because there's been some really, really interesting software that basically demixes a stereo file.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can do some really deep remixing and all sorts, mm-hmm, of really, mm-hmm, funky stuff with, mm-hmm, it. So it can separate all the different stuff out,
basically you can basically type in any vibe, any sort of musical genre, any sort of musical mashup that you could possibly want, and it gives you something along those lines. And at first I was skeptical, because I was kind of like, it's going to sound like terrible MIDI rubbish. But it doesn't give you a full song, but it gives you something that you could then eventually build into something or develop on in a way, which I think is cool. I don't see anything wrong with using this sort of software. So yeah, you just type in like a few keywords and it gives you, you can't type in artists, and you can't type in any sort of, because there's obviously like copyright issues, you can't type in like songs or anything in particular, but you can type in like pretty much anything that comes to mind, and it will generate you a little track. The ambient jungle one that you did the other day was pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason I was saying about the AI separation software, because this in itself is like not really useful. Sounding e-piano,
yeah,
and like a ropey sounding like drum kit, and it all sounding like MP3 quality, bad shit in like 2005. You can't do anything with that. But what you do have is someone just typing three words, it really accurately giving you the vibe of those three words.
Mm-hmm.
And then in combination with the other software that I was trying to talk about before, you kind of pinched me and rushed me out of like explaining it.
Yeah, because you were like
spurging it. I wasn't spurging.
Audio spurging.
I'm not. I'm explaining. Well, because I'm explaining how the technology works.
Okay, fine. Go on.
Because that's kind of inherent to why it's interesting and cool.
Okay, go on.
Fucking hell.
Okay, whatever.
Is that it will now take this stereo piece of music, as shitty as it sounds, and separate it out into all of its different components.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the bass line, you have the drum pattern, you have the keyboard chords, you have even the melody that the saxophone is doing, and you have all of those things individually. That AI software, separate from this, then even breaks out what those notes are, what the MIDI is, what all of this other stuff is. So it completely makes this moldable in any way that you'd want. You can now take Miles Davis's saxophone solo, get the MIDI from it, and run it through a Moog. Like, you can, and with all the kind of expression and all of that kind of stuff actually baked into the information within it. So there's all sorts of crazy possibilities. But as you said, I think they've taken the really correct method with this sort of generation idea, where you can't say, oh, I want Daft Punk and Taylor Swift type music. Mm-hmm. And then it generates you this sort of obscene, chimeric
monstrosity
out of those two artists, because it won't reference anything known public figure or something like that,
because of copyright issues. It's the same thing with Sora, and you know, some of the questions that were raised when Sora kind of came on the scene is like, where are you getting your footage from? What are you mashing together?
And I'm sure that there's, like, in the same vein where, yes, you like the Taylor Swift video content that came out, right?
Which one are you talking about? Oh, the porn stuff?
Someone can build their own AI and generate their own craziness. Sure. But if you're someone that is a layman that isn't going to set up their own Linux servers and all this fucking, like, crazy technical stuff, then, yeah, you're probably going to go onto Google's thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to type in a little few things and be able to generate some stuff.
Well,
and it's not going to hurt anybody either. Like, I don't see the kind of why, like, what you think that that's just as that's bad because they wouldn't go to some library and buy some, like, licensed music.
Well, the reason I was rushing you before you rudely interrupted me is because I want to experiment with it. I want to fucking play with it.
Well, go on then.
In the chat as well. Give me some vibe words, give me some keywords, and I'll create a chat curated melody. But first of all, I want to do my own melody.
Okay.
What do I like? Synth. Do you have to put a comma or?
No.
Oh, whatever. Synth pop. I don't know. Can I type Bjork?
No, that's the whole fucking point. You have to actually, like, in the same way, like with you know, Midjourney, you have to use your cinematic language and your camera language to tell the thing what you want. So the more cinematic and camera language you have as a filmmaker or as an artist or as a, you know, someone
shiny.
As someone with art history
shiny.
Knowledge and stuff like that, the better you're going to be able to get prompts and do all of those
like
kinds
that.
Of things.
It's
the same with music. What if you just go, I want Taylor Swift,
but
electronic and different. I want Taylor
shiny.
Swift, but if she sung like Lana Del Rey, like, that's not going to work.
glitter. Happy. There we go. Here we go. Okay,
glitter, happy.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not sure it picks up on things like happy. I remember typing in beautiful once and it didn't register.
See, it did. Oh, it does. It generated it. It did.
Maybe beautiful is a bit too abstract for it to understand how to react that into music, I guess.
Go on then, generate me.
I'll do another little ambient jungle one and see if it does it again. See if it does a good job.
Go
so I was
then.
Able to basically rip off the fucking little keys and stuff.
I like it.
It sounds
cute. It's cute.
No, this does sound like terrible.
Well, it's what I had in my head anyway.
Okay.
So, but it's similar to what I was expecting it to spit out, which is quite, like, surprising and weird. Okay, let's do a chat one. Let's do a chat one now. J. George says, free jazz, Brazilian funk, shoegaze.
Go on then.
Lol. Okay, let's try. Let's give that a try.
Oh, you can do I'm feeling lucky as well. Can you just see what it spits out?
Okay, free jazz. Discount Chromatics. J. George's, the Chromatics, that band.
You know, right. I don't know.
Sorry, free jazz. What is it? Brazilian funk. Oh. Brazilian funk, shoegaze. Generate me some weird shit.
This is Google's Music FX, by the way, if you like.
Yeah, if you want to experiment, you're on your own. It's Google's Music FX.
And
it's a lot of fun.
The other software I was talking about, there are a few different ones that can do that sort of thing as well. The one I've been using is called RipX. And you'd have to fucking pay for it every month, which is why I like that one. We couldn't create what you've asked for. Please read our FAQ.
No. You broke
prompt.
It, J. George, with your terrible prompt.
It's rearranged something. We couldn't create what you've asked for. Interesting.
You broke it.
Okay.
The genres were too disparate. You couldn't. Do it.
Let me see.
You do one. Hang on. The keyboard's in like a weird fucking position.
That's right, mate. It's wireless. You just pick it up. Whoosh.
There you go. Hang on. I'm looking at the chat. Someone said, I don't know if Pink Floyd were ever part of the Butlerian Jihad, at least without Sid. Jodorowsky peaced out after meeting them for Dune. So true. Jodorowsky said that meeting them left a bad taste in his mouth. In the documentary about Dune, he went to meet them at Abbey Road Studios.
It recognized N64 as a prompt word.
Oh shit, it did?
Yeah,
oh,
I was kind of 50-50 if it would actually answer. There you go.
Grimes tried to do a drum and bass set as well at the Coachella set that she did, and it was terrible.
Yeah, her new album's a nightcore thing, which is like a fucking internet version of breakcore or whatever. That's thing. That's like, it feels like the only thing that was progressing was sort of. Like...
It literally sounds like it could be an animal cover. Like make it make songs for me,
and that's not even and what you've heard there as well. That's not even just like an 8-bar loop or something. That is a full melodic phrase. You can hear that's like a total change within the chords, the way the melody is. It's like not a loop. It is a 30-second composition, which I think is really.
To Coachella
vibes,
just like make your own vibes.
make your own vibes. You can big time.
You can now. You just make your own private Coachella.
And so yeah, if anybody else is a music producer and you understood any of the gobbledygook I was just fucking chatting about with MIDI and all the other shit with AI and the software, definitely like check this stuff out.
Definitely,
it's very very powerful. I actually used it to do a remix of Zach Fox. At the end of last year as well.
Yep.
It's cocktail D&B. There you go. That's a good way of describing it as well.
Well, to round out for the evening, we have one last announcement.
Oh yeah, one more thing.
Which is the winner of Movie Club. So for those of you who don't know, we have we have a book club, but we are now transitioning to a movie club. We thought it'd be fun to take a little bit of a break from reading and watch some movies together. So last weekend we voted on a bunch of movies, and there is finally a winner, which we're going to announce now, and we're going to show the trailer for it. And if you would like to join us in our discussion on this great film, which we've mentioned many times on the show before, then you can join us on Patreon. We're going to be meeting next Sunday in our Discord, which you can get access to by joining Patreon, to discuss without further ado.
To chat about it, not to watch it.
Not
together,
to watch it together.
Because we decided that if we're watching it, they're probably all going to be quiet as we're trying to watch it.
Yeah, and it'll be too long. It'll be too long to watch and discuss something. So we're just going to watch it over the week in your own time.
Yeah, and then we're just going to chat about it on Sunday, basically.
On Sunday, we'll meet and like for an hour chat about it.
And the winner was...
We Live in Public, which we're going to show you the trailer for.
And now you'll get the thing, because I think I did make the joke last episode of like, oh, well, I'm just going to pick, and I wanted to pick We Live in Public.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so now everyone's going to have to wonder if democracy's real or not, just like in real life.
Just like in real life, so, So We Live in Public is the winner, and that's the one that we're going to be watching. And we'll also let you know where you can stream it at the end, but here's the trailer.
The internet's like this new human experience. At first, everybody's gonna like it, but there will be a fundamental change in the human condition. One day, we're all gonna wake up and realize that we're just servants.
I think it was genius because nobody had done it yet.
He was saying this is the way it's gonna be. And he was right. I mean, he was right.
And he was selling comedy for a couple $1 million. Well, we were all a bunch of kids getting paid $10 an hour to try and figure out HTML.
Josh was one of these incredible new idols everybody suddenly wanted to be.
I'm in a race to take CBS out of business.
He was always trying to advance the inevitable. This is going to happen. Let's try it now.
People want 15 minutes of fame every day. So
we built a bunker and showed them the future.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa, coming for you.
We're going to record Stasi type of intelligence.
The cameras were everywhere.
There's cameras set up in the showers and the toilets.
Is there anything graphic on the TV?
They're eating and shitting and having sex in public, and people ate it up.
Keep your electric on me, babe.
This was one of the most extraordinary activities I've ever attended anywhere in the world. Really, the question starts to become, who is behind us? What's going on?
I heard someone tell me that they were rolling around in a fucking pod.
Shut up, I'm talking!
It was just a crazy and somewhat dangerous scene because you knew that someone was going to flip out.
She grabbed my throat.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Basically, all hell broke loose.
Everything that he does is a precursor to something that is going to happen to all of us. Everything.
Freak out in a morning daydream,
Bosh.
Cool. So, We Live in Public is basically like the canary in the coal mine to the culture that we currently have now, which is why we talk about it so much.
Yeah. It was the first streamer house.
Yeah, it was the first streamer house, basically. and this is one of my favorite documentaries, just hands down. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling nostalgic for that Y2K era.
A great story.
It's definitely a brilliant story. And it's so chaotic and wild and a lot of fun. And there's so much material to discuss. So if you want to be part of that discussion, join us on Patreon. The link is in the description. You will get a link to our Discord on Patreon and you can have access to the meetings there. And don't worry, if you can't join us on Sunday, our clubs are always recorded, so you can always get the recorded version. So yeah, looking forward to watching that. And yeah, if you're already a Patreon Where can you stream Live in Public again?
On Plex, I think it was.
It's on. Oh, no, it was on Amazon as well.
Oh, yeah, in America. Yeah,
in America. If you're in America, you can get it on Amazon. And if you have any issues getting it, message me in the Discord and I will help you get it somehow. But yeah, anyway, thank you guys so much for watching us tonight. It has been a fun show.